This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, neo room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. We're also on Parler, at the Captain's America. And you can always check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now,
Gab back up?
Do what?
Is Gab back up?
It was as of last night, late. I don't know if it has gone down again or not, but we'll see.
It went offline.
Yeah, it did, but last night, late, it was back. I'll check it here in a minute. I can't do it right at the moment. But anyway, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch is suing the Capitol Police to get information because it's been widely reported that there were a number of communiques back and forth, both by text messaging, instant messaging, emails, and whatnot, with members, with someone in Congress, with someone in the mayor's office, and the Capitol Police Department. And the question is, what are Pelosi and Schumer hiding? Do you think we'll find out?
It'll be quite some time before we do. But remember, too, that for Judicial Watch to sue him, I mean, that's fine. But members of the House and members of the Senate are not subject to FOIA requests.
Mm-hmm.
So... it'll be quite interesting to see how they respond and if they do what they respond with.
Okay, Gab is back up. I just went over there real quick, and there it is. So it was on late last night. So whatever they were doing, whatever problems they were having, they're back. But anyway, so we now know officially the America First policy, the foreign policy, according to Joe Biden, is over, because he made that announcement to a group of allies that he was talking to. And I guess we can just say, well, it was nice while it lasted.
He gave a talk to the G7 in a virtual setting. I guess the G7 was virtual.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, it was a pretty lame, pretty shallow speech, but all he was doing is saying that we will rebuild our relationships with our allies, and we will be more positive and blah. I mean, it was about as lame as it comes. But yeah, America First is over with.
Well, the Texas power grid has been restored, thank God, after that devastating winter storm. But water problems now are a big issue, and food shortages are another big issue. As Joe Biden did declare an emergency, apparently it took him 5 days or so to actually get out from underneath whatever rock he was hiding under to do everything needed to be done. And I believe he's going to be in Texas on Tuesday of next week.
Well, there was a lot of back and forth in media about, you know, what are you doing and why haven't you called the governor and so forth and so on. You know, the White House watches media in a big, huge way. So when that happened and it came out that he hadn't bothered to reach out to Texas, that he called Abbott last night.
Didn't have much choice.
Oh, yesterday afternoon.
Didn't have much choice. Because everybody was going, what the hell's going on here? Because Trump would have been there, like, within a day or two, if it had been Trump. Now, they're calling him Governor Granny Killer, as the New York Dems had turned on Governor Cuomo in the nursing home scandal, including a movie actor, Alec Baldwin, and AOC, who's backing a full investigation into the Cuomo nursing home scandal.
Well, yeah, it is. There are several others that are going to have to speak out, too, that were all, you know, part of the mm-hmm. yippee-skippy Cuomo, thank you for being so informative in your daily briefings, and it was nice to see a leader, and blah, 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 blah. You know, there were a bunch of them. But what they're going to necessarily find out is this really comes down to Cuomo's relationship with the New York Hospital Association.
Mm-hmm.
They were really apparently a lobby group that were really the drivers of this thing for which he was all too happy to comply with.
Okay. By the way, the U.S. has begun admitting the illegal migrants from Mexico, 25,000 coming in the first wave. Some of them started coming in yesterday.
That's right, 25,000. Not all of them are being tested, and some are being given the vaccine. So he invited in, well, no, I didn't say he invited. They went and got 25,000 of
right.
them, which put them ahead of everybody else that was, you know, in the set of 25,000 to get
yep.
the vaccine.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, Operation Choke Point. Wait till we tell you about this. Some of you might remember it.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Upper Midwest, and as far away as Canada, and one person showed up from Arizona because Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with the Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? You betcha. They're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride now, or if you want to buy another certified pre-owned, they got plenty of them for you. Now, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken very good care of. So, Nissan locations for Moss are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. And I believe it'll probably be the car of the year. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be treated like a king or queen when you walk in the door when you tell them that. I guarantee it. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Operation Choke Point. Now, ironically, we didn't know what the name of this was, but we were talking about this on Tuesday night at the meeting that we had. So you wrote about this, and Boy, oh boy, I remember this all too well and what Obama was trying to do, and Biden was kind of just sitting there being a good old boy in the back seat of the big old diesel machine, so to speak. But go ahead and tell us about this.
The first thing to understand about Operation Choke Point that happened under the Obama administration was a method by which arbitrarily and capriciously it was a force of banks to not do business with certain companies.
Yep.
And at the time, it had to do with gun manufacturers or those that were pawn shops where you could buy weapons and all those other kinds of things.
Yep.
And there was a major brouhaha about it. I remember it quite well because Darrell Issa happened to come to Clearwater and at the Hilton Hotel, and I went over there and he explained really what was happening. So under the Trump administration, he made some significant changes to what is known as the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Now, understand what that is, Office of the Comptroller of the Currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the department or the agency that has dominion over banks.
Mm-hmm.
So the Trump administration completely rewrote it and paused Operation Choke Point, and they did so what is known as the Fair Access Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's back. And it's back because they've put a suspension on it, and that's the new thing that the Biden administration does. They suspend something, and then they say they're reviewing it instead of just keeping it going and reviewing it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But what is happening here is the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency is challenging not just banks at this point, but many other businesses that are doing business or have customers, if you will, with entities and people and businesses and corporations and associations that the Pelosi crowd, the ones that want the fencing up around the Capitol, decide they don't like. So it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and let's not forget, we just had, Bank of America 2 weeks ago that went through all their customer records?
Yes.
And to find out who flew to Washington, D.C.,
yep.
who was in Washington, D.C., and so forth, and then turned it over
yep.
to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that it's not happening because Bank of America did so, and I would recommend that anybody who has a relationship or the customer of Bank of America to rethink that relationship.
All right, hold on a second. We got Bagam and Bob in the line. Okay, what's your question?
Yes, Captain Denise. What are the two things that are a real danger to both our country and the planet that we could actually do something about?
What are two things to our country and our planet?
That we could do something about. One is asteroid strikes. The other is the spread of nuclear weapons. And these are far greater dangers than climate change. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, asteroid strikes. I've always been told that we might be able to blow some of those things out of the sky, but, you know, I've just heard it.
The matter of nuclear weapons is not going to be something that will be solved by the Biden administration.
Oh, no.
I can assure you that. I will take one bigger than Beckham and Bob because I don't think that people are nearly as current and as fretful as they need to be. But we're in a cyber war.
Yep.
And cyber, I would argue, has proven to have to do more damage to our U.S. economy and to businesses and to adversaries. For the benefit of adversaries like China and North Korea, than probably anything else that's out there. I write fairly often on cyber, but it's the least read thing that I write. People, there's not a lot of sizzle in all things cyber, and there should be, because it costs it well in excess of $1 billion, several billion dollars a year to the U.S. economy by businesses. And, you know, we just went through the thing with solar winds.
Yeah.
Well, there's another one that's out there that there was another hack, and what they're doing is hacking law firms.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the records and because of databases and so forth and so on. We just found out that North Korea was trying to hack Pfizer.
Yeah.
So I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that cyber is, in fact, former DNI head secretary, director, I should say, John Ratcliffe, was last week, they said, what keeps you up at night, or what kept you up at night is DNI, and he said, cyber. And I would say that if he's in that position and keeps him up at night, it ought to keep us up at night, too. Any time that you are doing business, whatever corporation that you do business with, whether it's your bank that you lend your car, have a car loan with, or your mortgage, whether you have a relationship with, you know, a retail store, you know, I'd be finding out what kind of systems they have. Are they running Windows XP?
Mm-hmm.
Are they running, do they have all the protections in place? And the answer to that is resoundingly no. I see it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
With a hack someplace, and it's terrifying. China is collecting our DNA. Most of it's all China, by the way,
mm-hmm.
but China also uses proxies. So, I would say cyber is number one.
Well, you know, Bill Gates just applauded the world's worst polluter, China, for making climate a priority. What a joke.
You know, the man doesn't have enough to do. I really wish he wasn't retired. I really kind of wish he was just back in the computer business and would just stay there, because he's his activism is tiresome. And I can tell him right now, I'm not eating synthetic beef.
Yeah, synthetic hamburger. Yeah, good luck. I might as well just take the paper and grind it up now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend and stay warm. It's going to be a little chilly on the mountaintop. All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there. Read the article she writes, and you'll be able to read this one here, Operation Choke Point. It's worth the read, believe me when I tell you. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was in the studio this week, and we had a great conversation there. And the best way to find out about them is to go to the website, NAA.edu. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right up there outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, go to the website, naa.edu, so that you can locate where they're at, and then the best way to find out about them and what it takes to become a certified aviation maintenance tech is to simply go and give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and schedule a tour at one of their facilities, whichever one is the closest for you, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, whichever works for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, you'll be glad you did, because you'll be able to talk not only to students, but also teachers, instructors. You'll be able to see what's involved. You'll be able to get all the questions that you've got answered, and there's nothing better than seeing what it is that you'll be doing. Nothing better than that. National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080. Now, I got some bad news for the folks out there that are thinking that we're going to be pulling out of Afghanistan anytime soon. Obviously, Secretary of Defense General Lloyd Austin is taking a long look at our forces and where they need to be and why. Well, reports from the ground in Afghanistan suggest that the Taliban has taken back nearly all of Afghanistan in strength, and they've increased their strategic control over the majority of the nation. That is not good. That tells me we are going to be there for a while. Now, the other thing is we do know that the United States military is trying to rely on our NATO allies over in Afghanistan to make up the difference and step up and allow us to be able to bring back some of our troops so that NATO can take control of the training and whatnot. That also would be the way things would happen in Iraq, is my understanding. Now, the Army is taking a long, hard look at what end strength it can actually afford instead of just throwing money up against the wall. And as the Army faces tighter budgets in the coming years, keen observers wonder whether ambitious modernization programs will be curtailed to make way for the end strength growth or vice versa. We'll know soon enough. By the way, just 6,000 National Guard forces remain at the Capitol, and we're scheduled to be sent home by mid-March. We'll see whether or not that actually happens. And a tweet from the official Marine Corps Twitter account about a historical first for women in the Corps has drawn questions because of a decision to disable reader comments. That's where the women are now training with men and staying in the same barracks in San Diego. We'll see how that all plays out. Right now, I haven't heard anybody really doing a lot of complaining. But then again, it's early yet in the program, I suppose. By the way, did you hear about the 30 Taliban that were killed? When they detonated a bomb, they were learning how to assemble in Afghanistan. That actually happened. 30 bad guys got blown up by the bomb they were trying to make. Oh, boy. And Okinawa Governor Denny Tamaki is urging Tokyo and Washington to slash the U.S. military footprint on the island, where currently some 30,000 U.S. troops are stationed. You know, every time I hear something like that, I wonder if they really know what's going to happen to their economy when that happens. Obviously not. So we'll see. Now, the Pentagon plans to take the next big step in its long and costly effort to build a new missile defense system, the Next Generation Interceptor Program. We should be hearing more about that in the coming weeks. The Biden administration is taking a long look at that, too. And the new U.S. administration said this week a top priority in Iraq is to help the country assert its sovereignty in the face of enemies by preventing a resurgence of the extremist Islamic State group and addressing destabilizing activities of Iran and Iranian-backed militias. Well, the only way you're going to do that is by getting rid of those adversaries. That's the only way you're going to do it, because they're not going to stop doing what they're doing just because we don't like it. By the way, now it's the time for the United States to be crystal clear that it will not allow China to invade Taiwan and will end its longstanding strategic ambiguity about whether or not it would come to the island's defense, so says Senator Tom Cotton, who is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Don't forget that Republican Mike Rogers, who has represented Alabama's 3rd Congressional District since 2003 and has served on the Armed Forces Committee in the House for his entire 18 years in Congress, that he is the number one ranking member of the Armed Services Committee. He is. Now, we're hearing a lot of different things about, and this popped up last week when I talked about it, and the mole climbed out from underneath the rock again. Former U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, remember him? Who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in a bid to overturn his conviction. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think his chances are too good. Now, as a budget battle intensifies in the face of the COVID relief and the shift to the Pacific, U.S. Army Chief of Staff James McConville argues that the Army's new missiles, aircraft, and networks can help the other services in long-range, fast-paced, high-tech combat. I'm assuming that's probably absolutely correct. Yep. Now, can the Biden administration actually break the cycle of the marathon naval deployments over in the Middle East? My answer, no. Not unless we have more ships. Because we've had up to 2 aircraft carriers at a time right there in the Persian Gulf, along with their battle groups. I'm not sure who's over there right now. I haven't looked lately. But certainly a lot going on. And again, the thing that's disturbing about all of this is even though we've tried to get out, and we have, even though we've tried to leave Iraq and leave Pakistan, or Afghanistan and leave Germany, we're not going anywhere. We are not going anywhere. We might shift a few forces around from A to B and B to C, but we are not leaving those countries. We just aren't. All right. I'll be right back. Final segment coming up for the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. I got plenty more to talk about.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And we thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just a short ways up the highway from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia today. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I will be over today at 9 o'clock. It's when it opens up over there, Medrag Hall, 9 to 5 today. I'll be there from 9 to 2. Tomorrow they're open from 9 to 3. I won't be there tomorrow. But you want to get there early if you want to get any ammunition, number one. And if you haven't already done so, you can go to the twoguysshows.com website and sign up for the concealed carry class that way to make sure you're in, see if they have avails. Otherwise, you'll have to come to the door and do it that way, whichever way works for you at the present time. So we'll be over at Minreg Hall, 126th Avenue, which is just west of US 19, a couple blocks, very easy to find. And I'll see you over there at the Midrag Hall. Be there this morning until 2 p.m. Now, we've got a new little segment here on the program. We call it the Circle Back segment. So, here we go.
Ah!
All righty, that's a circle back sound, so that means that we're going to circle back right now. And we're circling back to Governor Cuomo, New York Governor Cuomo. Because New York Governor Cuomo's deadly COVID secret has been exposed. Now, few politicians have received the level of adulation that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did over the course of this pandemic. The national media painted him as a hero. Hollywood even gave him an Emmy for his press conferences, and his publisher released Cuomo's self-congratulatory book, hailing his own leadership. All of this idolization deliberately distracted from the deadly secret, and that was Cuomo's policy forcing the nursing homes to admit COVID-19 positive patients, which resulted in thousands of deaths, and Cuomo's administration hid it for months to avoid potential prosecution. Now it's coming out. Not only is the state of New York involved in the investigation, the federal government is. Now the Democrats are closing in around him, saying the time has come to come clean. And now that this secret's been exposed, the New York legislature has no choice but to demand accountability from Governor Cuomo. Thousands of elderly New Yorkers died as a result of Cuomo's policies. His own top aide has even admitted as much. And legacy media outlets have also need to be held accountable on this because they lionized Cuomo, even while questions about this policy and its deadly efforts were continually being asked. They never pursued the answers. And I'm talking about the media. Now, the nation should demand more from our public servants than entertainment awards and deception. The time to put the hammer down on Governor Cuomo is now. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, we don't need to look very far to see greatness amongst us. We saw it this week. Rush Limbaugh passed away at age 70 after a battle with cancer. Now, I'm sure everybody that knew that Rush had cancer hoped that he was going to beat it. They certainly felt the positivity that always comes from Rush when you were hearing things that he was saying and whatnot, but it just wasn't meant to be. But I have something that I'm going to cherish forever. It's a letter from Rush Limbaugh. And I've saved this. I printed it when I saw it. And I'm going to read it again. It says, "My days on earth are numbered. But before I fade away, there's something important I need to say. It may not be important to anyone else, but it's important to me. Win, lose, or fraud, President Trump, I want to say thank you for the last 4 years. Thank you for making it cool to be an American again. Thank you for showing us that we don't need to be under China's thumb anymore, economically or any other way. Thank you for one of the strongest economies we've ever experienced in my lifetime. Thank you for all you've done for the minority communities and the outstanding decrease in the unemployment rate you've had. Thank you for making it feel good to love our country and to be proud again as a patriot. Thank you for supporting our nation's flag and the men and women who fought for the freedom that stand behind that flag. Thank you for supporting our nation's law enforcement organizations and understanding how difficult their job really is. And thank you for quelling the flood of illegal immigration and bringing to justice the thousands of criminals that that flood brought to us. Thank you for giving corporations a reason to come back to America, to make our own products and to put Americans back to work. Thank you for bringing our troops home from endless deployments that presented us with little more than body bags and for your commitment to strengthen our military. Thank you, too, for Operation Warp Speed and for keeping your promise in bringing the COVID-19 vaccine to us in less than a year. Thank you for the never-ending attempts by yourself and others at bringing peace to the Middle East and your support for Israel. Thank you for your tax relief. And thank you for your energy dependence you brought to America. And most of all, thank you for taking a damn rotten job that you never had to take and never got any money for. Thank you for caring enough for this country to want to try and make a difference. Thank you for showing America how little career politicians actually work for their constituents and for allowing us to see how those politicians despised you, for showing America how easy it was to build a great nation rather than rape her and line her own pockets and stock portfolios. Thank you for allowing us to experience a president that wasn't a lifelong politician, but a lifelong American. Thank you, Mr. President. You did your best. Signed, Rush Limbaugh. That says it all. That says it all. And to anybody out there, you know, I granted, there's a few out there that didn't care for Rush. I got that. But any of us that are in this business right now, we all have stories somewhere along the line about Rush Limbaugh. I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh back in the 70s and not even knowing it was him because he wasn't using his name. But I remember the voice. And then I remember hearing him in the 80s in Kansas City on several occasions in my trips going back and forth through Kansas City to Denver. I remember all that. And then I remember when he showed up in New York at WABC. Because, you see, at that time, I was moving into my command structure in Syracuse, had just made captain, and I always chose to work at night. That's what I did. I liked working the night shift, which was 24 on, 24 off at the time, and then it later became 24 on and 48 off. But anyway, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh at night on the radio because they played the delay of the show in the daytime at night on WABC. And then when I got to New York, I actually got to hear the program live, which made it even better. And he definitely was the voice of conservatism that most of us will never forget. So we owe a lot to Rush Limbaugh. We owe a lot to all the different conservative hosts. And I'm going to tell you, we may have lost a giant, but 100 more people are going to take that mantle and run with it. You watch and see. It's going to be a very loud voice. It's going to be very hard to try to silence that very loud voice. And America's best days are still ahead of us. All right, folks. I'll see you over at the gun show in Largo. But everybody, you have a great day. Stay warm. It's a little cool. A lot of places. God bless America. See you Monday.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.